नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरंजनं नित्यमनंतरूपं भक्तानुकंपाद विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्ने दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं। प्रपन्न पारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रद्धावान् लभते ज्ञानं तत्परसंयतेन्द्रियः ज्ञानं लब्ध्वा परां शान्तिम् अचिरेणाधिगच्छति। श्रद्धावान् ज्ञानं लभते इज द असर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड। शास्त्र गुरु वाक्येषु सत्य बुद्धिमान ज्ञानं लभते। One who has the conviction that these teachings of the scripture, teachings of the teacher, spiritual guide, is a fact. We saw in the last two classes the word Shraddha. It is a profound word with a very, very deep meaning, but generally it is translated as faith or belief. We may use that word because we don't have any other word, nearby word. But we should know the meaning of the word Shraddha is Upajivya Pramana Svata Pramanya Jnanam. Knowledge, it is Jnanam, it is knowledge. Knowledge of what? Svata Pramanyatva. That it has intrinsically valid. Which is intrinsically valid? Primary source of knowledge is intrinsically valid in revealing a knowledge. This is a knowledge. So that knowledge is called Shraddha. That scripture has its own intrinsic capacity to reveal the truth of the entire creation. This is not mere belief without analyzation. This conviction comes after a technical analysis which we saw in the last 2 hours. 2 hours I have spent for this one class, for one word. That conviction, if a person has, especially the seeker, Bhagavan says, Atma Jnanam is Karatala Amalakavad. It is a like seeing a gooseberry, amla fruit in your palm. How clear it is? Similarly, that much it will be clear. What will be clear? That I am infinite. The revelation will be clear. Even if you don't understand all these technical analysis, a simple method you can follow. What is that? I worship Bhagavan. That Bhagavan will not tell lie. Simple. If Bhagavan also, if I consider as liar, then I have no hope. There is no purpose in worshipping him. So Bhagavan will not tell lies to the humanity. Because Veda says, I don't have any separate existence. I don't have any separate existence other than Bhagavan. I am the breathing of the Bhagavan. Yasya nishvasitam yetat. If you accept that there is a God, and you want to attain that God, and that God cannot be considered as a liar. Simple. I cannot try to attain someone whom I consider as a cheat. Vipralambaha they call it. Or whom I consider ignorant. I don't need to. Suppose if I consider someone as ignorant, what is the great thing in knowing about that ignorant fellow? There is nothing, no point. So, very spiritual journey presupposes these two convictions. What are they? One is that there is a Bhagavan, and attaining him will be source of my happiness, fulfillment, and that Bhagavan certainly cannot be a liar or ignorant. So he is Karuna Murti Sarvaloka Guruhu Sukhrut. Therefore he is Veda Karta. In the very fourth chapter itself, Bhagavan told, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam. Aham Proktavan. I only told. Veda is told by whom? By me. Veda is not a separate book or literature like a Kailash Manasarovar book. It is not written by someone. It is not even written by rishis. People translate that. The Vedas are written by rishis. No, they are not written. They are not written. So you have to understand that Bhagavan is Sarvajnaha and his words must be a fact, and his words is for the welfare of the humanity. His words are the expressions of his own compassion. A child is born, the child doesn't know who is he or who is she and who are the parent. Out of compassion, mother says, "Hey, you are my daughter." Suppose if nobody says, "You are my daughter, you are my son," what will be the condition of the child? The child will think that I am orphan. So to say that, to reveal this knowledge, which is in the form of words, we call it as compassion of the mother. Out of compassion, mother reveals this fact that you are so and so. Similarly, Shruti Mata, Veda Mata, Shankaracharya calls Veda Mata as Sahasra Matrubhyo Hitaishini Shrutihi. She is more compassionate than all other earthly mothers. Earthly mothers may be compassionate, but they are ignorant. When I ask who am I, they told only my peripheral identity. What is that peripheral identity? Body only they told. That is the problem. If she would not have told that I am body, there is a possibility for me not to form any opinion about myself. Correct? So in the name of protecting me by revealing my identity, she actually was the cause of my problems. If my mother would have told that you are Nitya Buddha Shuddha Mukta Swabhavaha Chaitanya Swarupaha Tadu Tvam Asi Shweta Ketu, like that, she would have told, I would not have formed the idea that I am physical body entity. I will not have the fear that I am going to die. I will have old age and all of it. Therefore Shankaracharya says, Shruti Mata is not only compassionate, thousand times compassionate, she is being the words of the Lord. Whatever she says is the absolute fact. Whatever our earthly mother says is not absolute fact. So Veda Mata is the ultimate sign of the Lord's compassion. Bhagavan cannot misguide this humanity. And Bhagavan, whom we consider as Sarvajnaha, Karunamurti, as the goal of our spiritual life, he cannot be a misguiding one, Vipralambaha. Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karyo Vyavastitau Jnatva Shastra Vidhanoktam Karma Kartum Iharhasi. In later portions, Bhagavan will say, Tasmat, therefore, wherefore, many reasons are there, we will come across. Shastram Pramanam Te, with regard to your spiritual life, Shastram is the Pramanam, source of, primary source of knowledge. Karya Karyo Vyavastitau, what to do, what not to do, how to do all these things, you should learn from the Veda. Then Bhagavan adds, if you refuse to learn from the Veda, if you refuse to accept that Vedic revelation and go by that revelation, what will be the fate? Yes, Shastra Vidhi Mutsrijya Vartate Kama Karataha Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti Na Sukham Na Parangati. It is almost a shapa. Na sukham, na parangatim, na siddhi. Neither success in worldly life, nor sukham, nor parangatim. So, we can never bypass scripture, we can never take it for granted. So nowadays, modern generation has a very casual approach. That's what in many ashramas you can see, big things will happen, but the scriptural class will not happen. Because Swami himself doesn't know what it is. Big medals and other things will happen. But where is the scriptures? Unless he is convinced, he cannot guide people, innocent people. So one who accepts Veda as the words of the Lord, as the primary pramanam, is called Shraddhavan. Karmakanda of the Veda reveals Ishwaraha. Jnanakanda of the Veda reveals Atma as Ishwara. We don't know without the Vedic pramanam, we don't know where is God, who is God, we don't know. So through Veda only come across there is a Vishnu, there is a Shiva, there is a Ganesha, there is a Subramanya, like that. And they have their own regions, and they have their own attire, their own instruments, chakra. One doesn't clash with another, is a dress, color also not clashing. So one is only white color, Saraswati. Vishnu is always yellow color. Shani Bhagwan is always black color. How you know? Because of Veda only. But same Veda, at the end of the teaching it says, hey, all these are all only nothing but stories. In fact, you are the real Bhagavan. You are that Bhagavan. Vedanta asks us to shift. We have faith in the Karmakanda. That is why we go to temples. Correct? We have faith in the teachings of the Karmakanda, Puru Bhaga of the Veda, one portion. We have faith. That's why we go to temple. We do puja. We hope that after at least my death, I will get somewhere else good. Punya. Correct? How you know? Because Veda says you came to know and you have the faith. Now Shastra says, hey, that is elementary school. Shift your perception towards the Jnanakanda portion also. So that is called gaining that knowledge. Vedanta asks us to shift our Shraddha from Karmakanda to Jnanakanda. Jnanakanda says, as much it is a fact that Ishvara exists, so much it is a fact that you are that Ishvara. I don't have any doubt that whether the Ishvara is there or not, because I have faith in the Shastra, Karmakanda Shastra. So I do all rituals. So Jnanakanda says, as much it is a fact that there is Ishvara, so much it is fact that you are that Ishvara. The meaning of the word you differs from the first statement to next second statement. Understand? In Karmakanda, you are a simple, limited entity. That also is an angle of your personality. But that is not the total view of your personality. You are infinite in totality, in reality. So entire Veda Pramanam is to give this particular knowledge that you are that Tadidvam Asi. Eka Vakyata, they call it. If anybody asks what your Vedanta or Veda teaches to the humanity, boldly tell, it teaches to the humanity, to you also, that you are God. If that fellow stands for this shocking word, then you can continue how it is. Tadutvam Asi is the only teaching given by the entire Vedic alone. All other things, Shankaracharya says, stories to keep you. Why stories are necessary? Because I can teach the person from the known to the unknown. Everybody knows that there is a world. So from that condition only I have to come down, teacher has to come down to the level of the child's understanding. Then from that level, slowly the understanding is increased and finally, beautifully it is revealed. Therefore, Srishti is talked about, Srishti Karta is talked about, spiritual practices are talked about, everything is talked about. Not as reality, but with utility. Because they have some utility, they are all talked about, but the reality is what? Tadutvam Asi. Therefore, in gaining moksha, in gaining purnatvam, this Shraddha in Shastram is very, very important. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Then what are the other qualifications? A person may have faith in the Veda or Vedanta, but if he is not a serious seeker, he can go any direction, because in Veda only so many things are told. Correct? In Veda only
putra kameshi yaga is told, shatrunjaya yaga is told, how to kill your enemy. Yaga is that, you know, how to get a beautiful child, how to get beautiful skin, how to get a ticket for Ramba Urvasi music party. Everything is there. It says, so if the person is not a serious seeker of the moksha, so there is a possibility that he can become a rakshasa also. That's what happened with many rakshasas. They had pakka faith, 100% faith in the Veda. That's why they did all the yagas and yajnas. After that, what happened? There is no direction, higher direction in their life, spiritual direction in their life. Therefore, what they did? I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. All rakshasas asked one particular boon. What it is? I should not die. Saga varam vendu. Then immediately Brahmaji will tell, I cannot give it. It is not under my control. Then okay, I should not die like this. I should not die like that. So all the loopholes they try to close. When all the loopholes are closed, I will not die. That is their idea. But Bhagavan find out one more loophole. And he comes and finishes. So what is their idea also? So I should be immortal. But direction is wrong direction. So Bhagavan says, Tatparaha, Jnane Tatparyavan. He should be not only Shraddhavan, Tatparaha, Jnane Tatparyavan. He must be committed for Atma Jnanam. How you will get commitment for Atma Jnanam? How can be you committed for Atma Jnanam? If you know four facts, you will be committed for Atma Jnanam only. All other things in your life will be secondary, time passing affair. All other things. You will not avoid them, but you will do it, but the importance will not be given. Much important. It is like a secondary item. What are the four facts? First, you should be convinced about what is the problem in my life. From what problem, which problem I am trying to get away. What is the vertical cause of my all my struggle? So you should know parichinnatvam is the problem. Limitations, notional limitations born out of ignorance about my real nature is the problem. Because I don't know infinite, I consider myself as limited. And my parent told, yes, you are limited with particular gender. You have to gain so many things. They taught, the society taught me that I am missing so many things. And it goaded me, instigated me, telling owner's pride, neighbor's envy. So I went for all. Entire struggle is for what? To fulfill myself. Source of problem is what? Parichinnatvam. One conviction. And solution is what? Brahma bhavaha. I should find out whether I am infinite or not in reality. I don't want to get anything. If I have something already, that alone is going to stay with me. Anything comes to me, it will not stay with me. So I am not interested in anything getting in future. Is there anything? Sondha sottu edha iruka? Is there anything my own? Intrinsic. Shastra says, yes, infinitude is your intrinsic nature. What a grand thing it is. Money is not your intrinsic. People are not intrinsic. Sense pleasures are not intrinsic. Infinitude is your intrinsic nature. So that is the solution. That is called Brahma Bhavaha is the solution. I should have, even though I don't recognize intimately, but I should at least know that this is the solution. Second conviction. And third conviction, how to get that? If it is infinitude, I should not get it. If it is intrinsic, I need not get it. And I cannot get it. The getting, gaining will be in the form of knowing only. How to know it? Through Vedanta Shastra Pramanam. Vedanta Shastra Upanishads are the only Pramanam in finding my infinitude. I will take every Mahatma's words. People let them call avatara or mahatma or ordinary saint or guru or whatever it may be. This one point they should not contradict. Which point? That I am infinite.
is the point which they can never contradict. Even if Bhagavan comes and contradicts, no, 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 you are finite only. I should be able to say, Bhagavan, if you really say that I am finite, you are in trouble. If I am finite, you don't include me, therefore you are also finite. Finite means what? You are different from me. If Bhagavan says you are different from me, I should tell that, Bhagavan, if you say really, you are in trouble. Your Bhagavatva will go away if I am away from you. You should include me. That much capacity, the conviction I should have in the Vedanta Shravan, Vedanta Shastra. Then I should be very sincere with regard to this knowledge. I will not stop anywhere lesser than knowing that I am infinite. I am not at all interested in Sarupa, Samipya, Salokya. There are varieties of mokshas. The very word moksha is very, very problematic word, like the word God. One religion describes God. Which God I have to believe? You tell. A God without form but sitting in a chair. Can I believe? It contradicts my thinking. How a formless God can sit in a chair and have right side and left side? So I cannot believe. I cannot accept. And a God who is not at all connected with the creation, hiding in a kalladi. People will throw stones. Therefore he is hiding behind the clouds. Why you hide? You have to come here and transact with me. That Lord only. So I should know what is the meaning of the word God, what is the meaning of the word Mokshaha. For ordinary illiterate people, Mokshaha means dying in Kashi. You die in Kashi, over. You do any akrama, you can be a terrorist also, you die in Kashi, you'll get Moksha. Or you die in Uttarayana, one time period is there. Or you die from the arrows of some great personality, Rama, Krishna, our Sahistra, Nimp Moksha. Puranas talk about all these things, but you should understand what is the meaning of that word Moksha. And for some people, in human life it is not possible. You have to die first, then you have to travel through Surya Marga, and you will be there, invited. Bhagavan will be there. Bhagavan's people, Nitya Suris they are called. They will call you according to your level of devotion. Either you will be allowed to live in that campus. Campus yenodo, Vaikuntha is the campus. Salokya, Moksha it is called. You also live in India. Have you met Prime Minister? So certainly I will be jealous of a person who is always living with Prime Minister. Natural, correct? And Bhagavan is my object of love. I am allowed to live in the world where Bhagavan lives, but I am not allowed to see him. So Samipya I don't have. So I am jealous about Samipya person. Samipya means nearby. He lives there nearby. And the Samipya wala is jealous about Sarupya wala. Yeno pa smala iden. I look like him, dirty fellow only as I was in the world. Here you see, this fellow has four hands. Sarupya means what? You look like Vishnu. Four hands, Shankha, Chakra. But the Shankha Chakra will not work. Because Bhagavan Shankha Chakra only will work. This is only for ornament. You also start using Chakra. And every fellow starts using chakra, what will happen? Trouble. So Bhagavan, it is for your decoration, not for utility. Like children having that AK-47, what it is? Not real gun. So Samipya wala will be jealous about Sarupya wala. And Sarupya wala will be jealous about what? Whom? About Hanuman, Prahlada, Vibhishana, Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is allowed always massaging. And you love the Lord never allows you to massage, or these fellows don't allow you to massage. Who? Nitya Suris. So you will have Dharatamya. Anywhere gradation is there, samsara is there. You should understand. Jealous is there, competition is there. So we cannot accept it as moksha. But it is told in the scriptures. One more place, that's all. Lesser politics, lesser samsara, lesser things. Here we were having politics for money and sense pleasure. There we have, we'll have politics for serving the Lord. Politics is politics. Whether it is for serving the Lord, our Acharya Swamiji used to say, cry is a cry, whether you cry for Lord or cry for money. Correct? Within that there is some gradation is there. But still you are unhappy. Crying is all unhappy. Whether you are unhappy for the sake of Lord, you are whether unhappy for the sake of money. Both are samsara only. From the standpoint of unhappiness for the sake of money, unhappiness for the sake of God may be higher, but that also within the samsara. So I should have convictions with regard to these things. And Vedanta Shastram is the only pramanam. I should be a jignasu, tatparyavan, mumukshuhu san, sa gurum yeva vigacche. The devakara is very, very important. I think I dealt this shloka one class. So this chapter is very, very important chapter. Conviction in these four facts is called tatparyam. Tatparatvam is called tatparatvam. Otherwise, you will be an aimless wanderer in spiritual journey. Few days, you will be very much inspired to hear the Shastra, Bhagavatam, Gita and Upanishad. On the way, if you find someone, he'll tell, what you are doing? You say, like this, this is my prime spiritual practice. What is the prime spiritual practice? Hearing the scripture. Shravanam is my prime scripture. Then that will, what? Only listening, reading, will book knowledge will give you freedom. Do japa. Oita. Again you will start japa. So some other elder is saying, sitting and simply rotating mala, what use? Do seva. Oita. Shravana hoitu, japa hoitu, meditation hoitu, now seva bantu. Seva. Why you are so much restless? These are all seva and other things are all for restless fellows. Karma yoga for beginners. Tell Bhagavan Nama Sankirtana on the bhajana madu. If you read any newspaper, whether it is Hindu or Times of India, you will come across varieties of topics in the same column. Religion, like that they will put. And some other yoga baba will come, he will tell, nothing will happen. Kundalini should be raised. So do yogasana. So you will be an aimless wanderer without knowing what stands for which purpose. You should know. What is the role of service, seva? What is the role of japa? What is the role of meditation? What is the role of shravanam? You should know. Otherwise, you will expect an unexpectable thing from them. Nothing can save other than this knowledge that you are already infinite. That is the assertion of entire Vedanta. Tamevam vidvan amrutaiha bhavati na anyapanta ayanaya vidyate. Repeatedly Shastra says. That doesn't mean japa is waste or seva is waste or upasana is waste. No. It has meaning. It has a limitation also. We should know what way it is useful and how much it can be stretched out. That's why in fourth chapter itself, sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate bhagavantu. So if he is not clear about the role of these religious practices, either he will think that any one particular spiritual practice will take me to moksha. Any particular means what? Nan idu matra maadta idane. So I will attain my goal. My goal is what? Moksha. Or some other group is there. I will make it chachudi. I will mingle everything. Ondu eradu ganta idu, ondu eradu ganta adu, ella ella nodkondu. I will mix everything. Seva, bhajana, upasana, japa, shastra, everything I will mix and I will get it. Both are wrong. Vedantins advise or give guidance. What is first? What is second? What is third? What is fourth? What is fifth? What is final? You cannot start as you like. Wherever you stand, from that level only you can start, then slowly you will go across in Gita itself. Yogarudasya samaha karanam ucchate. Bhagavan say, if you are yogarudaha, well matured person having vairagya, then this Vedanta is valid. Otherwise, go back to karmakanda, go back to rituals, japa, meditation and seva. It will not help. It will help time pass. It will help, at least whether it helps you or not, it helps you family members. 1 hour you are free from them. Saturday banta, appa, ogudrappa. It will help them, whether it helps you or not. That depends upon the blessing of the Lord. So tatparattvam is the result of years of sadhu sangha, years of shravanam you have to. Unless you hear years after years, this conviction, 4 convictions will never come. What are the 4 convictions? What is the nature of the problem? The nature of the problem is, real problem is, my parichinnatvam, notion that I am individual. That is the problem. Then what is the solution? Brahma bhavaha is the solution. Where this knowledge is available, which is the pramana for this knowledge? Vedanta Shastra alone is the pramana. Then what is the 4th one? I should be a genuine seeker after the freedom. I should know what is the meaning of what which I seek. People don't know what they seek. People don't know what they seek in spite of their struggling to seek it. What is the value of that? People think wealth means I will get everything. You won't get. You will get comfort, bedroom, AC room, everything you will get. You won't get the sleep, then friends, good friends, love you won't get by money, sleep you won't get by money. What does a sickle? Hunger you won't get by money. Can money increase hunger? You don't get many things by money. So you should know what you will get by that, what you won't get. Similarly, what is the meaning of moksha? I should know. Then only I will have thought. Otherwise, moksha means yellyo, yavago, yar blessingo. Always, always what? Indeterminable. Indeterminate it is. I don't know whether I will be in conscious mood or not to tell the Lord's name at the end of the lifetime. Coma bartha, dementia bartha, yen barthani ka kottinna yellna osadosada bartha irthe. New disease come. We find big sadhus, great mahatmas, lose their head. When I lose my head, where is the question of remembering the Lord? And my entire life I lived a beautiful life. That will not be countable. Last moment telling last name is the only countable. No. So many acharyas have analyzed what is the moksha and what is the nature of all the spiritual practices. So this you will come across slowly, slowly, slowly by years of sadhu sangha and years of shastra shravanam. Vedanta shastre tatparyam comes only in the last stage of spiritual journey. That's what, if you take it for granted that whatever Shastra says is the 100% fact, Shastra says, you are, that moment you are free. Because freedom cannot be given by anyone. It is a fact, already existing fact. If you take it as a truth, that moment you are free, that's all. If you don't take it as a truth, nobody can give you moksha. Even Bhagavan cannot give you moksha. Bhagavan, again, what you will tell? Appa, you already muktanappa. Niva? That's what I say. A cancer patient goes to so many pathis, allopathy, homeopathy, like that. And he goes along with that. Venkatachalapathy also he goes. And when he goes to Venkatachalapathy, what is his idea? Bhagavantare, Bhagavane, I went to homeopathy or allopathy. He gave some medicine. So you also should take care of me. If you have faith in the medicine, why you go to tell Lord and ask him to help? Or if you have faith in the Lord, why you take medicine? So, alli faith illa, illi faith illa. Yerad mur jagala heli. We'll keep. If that fellow fails, this fellow will help. If that medicine fails. So, naturally, all fellows fail. With regard to death, no fellow can be successful. So, all doctors fail.
So what you do? As even you are given up one by one pati by another pati, you entirely go to Venkatachalapati. Hey Pashupati or Venkatachalapati, you are my everything. So 100% faith comes, you cry, and Bhagavan, because of your 100% bhakti, that moment is 100% full. Before that, not 100%. 20% for allopathy, 30% for homeopathy, like that it was there. So now 100%, Bhagavan comes. What, my dear child, what do you want? He said, Bhagavan, please protect me, I am dying. So Bhagavan asks, out of what? Out of cancer. How can you have cancer? How can you have death? You are Amritasya Putra, my dear child. You are my child. You can never have death. Your body will have death. Then what you will tell? This is not the moment for philosophical discussion, Bhagavan. Please protect me. What Bhagavan will tell? Hey, there is no other protection. Even omnipotent Lord, I myself cannot protect you physically. You have to know this knowledge. What is the knowledge? You don't have death. Your body will have death. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu. Dhruvam janma mrtasya cha. Tasya aparihara arthe. Second chapter, Bhagavan, same words only. It is not my idea. Joking way I am telling. The idea is second chapter. Aparihare arthe. Even I cannot have any remedy for that. What? For what? I cannot have remedy for physical destruction, physical death. Unless you know that, there is no other way for Shanti. So Bhagavan repeatedly says, my dear child, with all love and care I tell, you are Amritasya Putra. You don't have death. Suppose you say, I don't accept this, Lord. Whatever you say, I don't accept. I am dying. Please protect. Bhagavan says, die. He cannot do anything. He cannot do anything. There is no other way of protection other than this knowledge that you are already free, you are already infinite. There is no other protection. All other protections are temporary medicines like allopathy medicine. It will remove your back pain, will create stomach pain. Then you go to stomach pain, it will remove your stomach pain, create rheumatic pain. Like that, one by one. No solution. So this conviction is called Tatparatva. Tatparyavan. First is what? Shraddhavan. Second is what? Tatparyavan. Then third is, even if you are Shraddhavan, even if you are Tatparyavan, if you are a restless person, if your seeking is without consistency, then there is no guarantee that you will get a moksha. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Sanyatendriyaha Samyak Indriya Nyamato. He should be Shamadamadi Yukta, man of self-control. Sanyatendriyaha means what? Man of self-control. The seeker should be man of self-control. He should know how to get away from sensory pleasures naturally. There is no need for it. You should know naturally. When you grow, automatically you give up balloons and marbles. But Bhagavan says that is a process. He just informs us. Not indulging in Vishaya Sukham. A person cannot hope to indulge in Vishaya Sukha and at the same time hope for Atma Sukham. Because Atma Sukham is born out of knowledge that I am infinite. Vishaya Sukham is born out of the ignorance that I am finite. So Vishaya Sukham and Atma Sukham can never coexist in one locus. In Bible, we come across from the mouth of Jesus Christ, one cannot serve two masters, he says. One cannot serve two masters. Yaha Ram hai, vaha kam nahi. Kama, there is no desire. There is desire for sense pleasures. That mind which is given to sense pleasures is a dirty mind, not qualified for purest knowledge. That is why in our olden days, this Gita was not taught to everyone. This Upanishads not at all discussed. They will never open the mouth. They say first day, take sannyasa. Shave your head. Give up every relationship. And come to forest. Live alone. Then only they will start teaching. But if you keep the same name, Govinda, Upanishad will become Govinda. That's what happening. Understand? So therefore, there is some relaxation. At least we try to inform to the society that there are great things in life. Through these discourses, what is the benefit? For the general mind, which doesn't have vairagyam, is called a general mind. We say this also okay, that also okay. I want money also, I want sense pleasures also, I want Bhagavan also, I want moksha also. Like that, when any mind say, adala irli koncha, idu irli 50%, idu ella. Which this is called general mind. Shastra doesn't say get away from the possession. Shastra says don't have value for that possession. You can live among the luxurious things like Krishna. So many rajas lived. Even Bhagavan Sri Ram Krishna's life, you come across tip top, white shirt, pakka shoe, two types of bed cut, one smaller and bigger, neat, clean. Not beggarly life, his life was. So Swami Vivekananda once said, he simply taunts him. What type of Mahatma you are? Two pillows this side, back side two pillows, back side one pillow like that. Then Sri Ram Krishna says, how much tapas this body has gone through? If you go through 1/16th of that, I will give 4 times of a bigger bed like this. It really happened. Somebody presented Swami Vivekananda so a beautiful bed. Still it is there in the Belur Mat. You can see that. So renunciation is the criterion. If this knowledge should make me to get away from my samsara. Otherwise, this becomes information of the scriptures given by a Swami. And there is a possibility repeatedly hearing what happens. Slowly, you may get the interest in that. The idea is, without renunciation, Tyage Naike Amritam. So, now, people don't remember how to spell renunciation. Practicing renunciation, different you keep it. What is the spelling of renunciation? People don't remember. Very word creates some sort of fear, creates some sort of sarcasm in their mind. So here, Sanyatendriyaha means he must be a man of renunciation. He cannot hope to have both samsara and Bhagavan. Both can be together. Never. Even if Bhagavan comes, the alayam, above, he comes inside and full of jealous and matsarya, competition, so many things are there. So he stinks, the very room stinks. What happened? Bhagavan, on the nimsha, on the vision torches, put up there. He cannot stay. That's why in our even meditation, sometimes he comes, smiles, upwards where he has gone. Manifestation has gone. Why it doesn't stay? That heart is not with full of renunciation. Thus, when a seeker is endowed with Shraddha, Tatparyam, Tatparatvam and Indriya Nigraha, then Atmajnanam is matter of time. Just Shraddhavan, Tatparaha, Sanyate Indriyaha, Jnanam Labhate. Then what is the benefit of this knowledge? Jnanam Labdva, Param Shantim Adhikachati. Having gained this Atmajnanam, he owns up or recognizes Param Shanti. The Param Shanti is a very profound word. We also know what is the meaning of Shanti. We also have peace of mind. Peace of mind is called Shanti, correct? But here Bhagavan says Param Shanti. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of that word Param Shanti? One Shanti is because of some condition fulfilled. Agantuka Shanti we call it. Born out of either Indriya Sukham or some achievement in the world or even Seva, by Seva Karyas, service, or by Karma Yoga, or by prayer, or by meditation, or Samadhi Anubhava, or Kundalini rising, or visions. All give Shanti. But all of them are time limited. Therefore, Agaya Ram, Gayara. They say all mystic people, what they say? I was happy, they say. Correct? That is what? Ege illa na artha. Indirectly eluthara ashte. I was in bliss. Where? In nirvikalpa samadhi. What about now? Not bliss. Not in bliss. So I am struggling to get that bliss. That is one type of shanti. And anyone, ordinary person means, if he gets one putra prapti, jayo jay. So he is very happy. But when he finds that very putra or putri becomes the source of problem, then krayo kray. So, subject to arrival and departure, varieties. When I get good ice cream, aha, ananda. Just maybe 10 minutes afterwards, chala gaya. This is called agantuka shanti. Here Bhagavan says, param shanti means a shanti which is not conditioned by time and space. What it is? Which is not conditioned by time and space. Because anything conditioned by time and space will be temporary, conditional, so I lose it. So param shanti is what? It is yourself. Jnanam labdva param shanti madhigachati means what? Jnanam having known, you come to know that it is you yourself, you are the embodiment of that shanti, because of which entire world is happy. After gaining knowledge, what will be your conviction? I am not a person seeking for shanti. I am a person source of for all creation. Shanti for entire creation. So, on Sadhu told, whenever people pray, suddenly I find myself that I am that Lord towards whom they pray. How much guts you need? Suppose somebody prays, oh Lord, you immediately say, oh, they are calling me. Suppose if you say, how nice it is. That's a fact. He doesn't know. Only thing is you have to take care when you say that they are calling me, not this body. Calling me the consciousness. So, mattav parataram nanyat kinji rasti dhananjaya, Bhagavan will say, that knowledge should be there. That is called atma jnanam. Even the time and situations cannot exist excluding me. My shanti is not conditioned by time, space and causality. It is absolute shanti, not an experiential shanti. Understand? Param shanti means what? It is not experiential bliss. It is not experiential. Because any experiential? Time limited, condition limited, mental condition limited. One calling bell is enough to disturb you from samadhi. So param shanti is equal to swarupa shanti, not manas shanti. Ordinary shanti is in experiential condition and belong to mind. Param shanti means what? Yourself. Swarupa shanti, that is yourself. Adhigacchati. Adhigacchati means attained. There is another meaning, owns up, recognizes. How can I attain myself itself? How much distance I am away from myself? What is this spatial distance? Am I distant from myself, space-wise or time-wise? No. Then still I have to travel. In what way I have to attain myself? You are distant from yourself in the form of your understanding. It is cognitive distance. Distance with regard to cognition. So when you get that proper cognition, you recognize your own swarupam. What that? Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Chaturtham Manyante, Sa Atma Aham. That is the conviction. It is not an external achievement. Through knowledge, you recognize what is already yours. And through knowledge you don't get anything. Any knowledge will not make you to get anything. Suppose you know about London. Will you be in London? Suppose you know that there is an ice cream. Again and again this ice cream comes. Will you get ice cream? Knowledge can
never give anything if that entity about which you are knowledgeable is different from you. Here knowledge gives benefit because it is yourself already. So there is no gap, there is no travel, there is no achievement, there is no gain. Gain is in the form of loss of my ignorance. Through knowledge you own up or recognize which is already yours. Jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adhigacchati. Immediately, not after death. As even you eat, your hunger gets satiated. Similarly, as even this knowledge sinks in our emotional personality, sinks in our inner mind, then you find that the reality that you are already free is a fact. Not a simple revelation of some Vedas and some rishis, realization of some rishis, realization of some Mahatmas, not for me. They are all separate substance. Arrow, one who got all these things, they are all, you know, melandu keda bandhru. Shastra elithe, neevelru melandu keda bandhru. Neevu bandhru. Avru bandhru, melandu. From above, they also came down. You also from above only came down. Amritasya putra. From above means what? Not spatially above. From your understanding wise, you are already infinite. From that status called infinitude, you have reduced yourself because of dussanga. What is that dussanga? Body is the first dussanga. So you have to handle, you can antagonize with this fellow. Neighbor, nearest neighbor, you can never antagonize. But he is a, first thing, he is an idiot. Second one is, he can possibly spoil my spiritual life. So how to manage him? How to be friendly with him without going inside his tracks, within his net? How to make him? That's why Sri Ramakrishna says, the sadhaka should provide whatever the necessity for the body. That. Otherwise, it is like a shava. When the sadhakas, tantric sadhakas do japa, sitting on the shava, dead body, suddenly because of that mantra power, this dead body will open the mouth. When it opens the mouth, generally what will happen? You will get fear. If you get fear, you will run away, then your sadhana is disturbed. So you should not get fear. At the same time, you should not neglect it. Immediately they will keep some rice or something, some food, they will pour in that mouth. Like that, the shava, what we call body is nothing but shava. Because of Shiva is inside, because of the manifestation of Shiva, conscious entity is also as a respect, sir, like that. I think I told this. Everybody calls us sir. Correct? The sir word is addressed to whom? Everybody thinks that it is addressed to my body. The reality, the truth comes out when the fellow dies. Body is there intact. What he says? Anybody go there near the body? Sir, please get up, sir. He'll say, hey, tagulri, ogri, smellri. Even wife says. So cries. So you say, okay, you are crying. You are loving so much your spouse. So why can't you keep it one more week? Then immediately cry will stop. The wife says, I never loved him as body. Even after the departure of the body, I love my husband. I know, physically he is not available. Correct? Physically he is not available. Still I love, I live with my husband. How is it possible? If you consider your husband or wife as physical entity, how can you say after their physical departure also you live with them? So actually you also loved, you also respected. Whom? Another entity which was behind the physical body. So this knowledge is there with everyone. So this shava should be taken care of. If it is taken care of properly, if it is with sanyatendriyaha, with self-control, and if I am very alert with regard to spiritual life, and if I have faith, Bhagavan says,
ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಲಭತೆ, ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಲಬ್ಧ್ವಾ ಪರಾಂ ಶಾಂತಿಂ ಅಧಿಗಚ್ಚತಿ. ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ, ಇಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡೌಟಿಂಗ್ ಥಾಮಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಡೌಟಿಂಗ್ ಥಾಮಸ್, ಇನ್ ಎ ಕ್ರಿಶ್ಚಿಯನ್ ಥಿಯಾಲಜಿ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಥಾಮಸ್, ಹಿ ಡೌಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ರೆಸರೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀಸಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಸ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಡೌಟ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎ ಡೌಟಿಂಗ್ ಥಾಮಸ್. Because he can doubt anything. How can you doubt the Lord? So he doubted, it seems, Bhagavan Christ. So if a person is a doubting Thomas, what will be his fate? Bhagavan will tell, that you will see in the next class. This shloka is very, very important shloka. Therefore only I have dealt very elaborately. I find if a person understands this one particular shloka, his spiritual life will be very, very smooth without any conflicts. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.